Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you come from?
Here's what I tell everyone.
All right, we're waiting.
Love to know. I was born by God's dear grace,
as we all were,
in an extraordinary place.
Okay.
For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Right here in the good old USA.
It's a big old
land. Hello and welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Big question of the day today.
Happiness ain't out of reach.
Ron DeSantis down in Florida.
Hard work pays off the week.
Opined on one of the school districts in Florida.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've...
Making a move to say that kids need to stow their phones. The kids should... not have their cell phones in the classroom. And Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, said school district wants to do that. That's perfectly within their rights. My question for you today, you think kids need cell phones in the classroom? What's better with a student having a phone in the classroom? I feel like this is such a dumb question. Yet Ron DeSantis is getting all this grief. Some NYU professor said he's truly an authoritarian personality.
Well, dumb questions come from dumb statements. You know. Emailer Nate says, I guess that Ron DeSantis could possibly make an announcement soon, yet what has Ron DeSantis done for Florida? Nothing.
Well, that's somebody without much knowledge.
That's Nate.
I don't care who it is.
Hey, you're always welcome, buddy.
There's not much knowledge there. Because Ron DeSantis,
on the radio.
Ron DeSantis has been a tireless defender of common sense and smart governance in Florida. And guess what? Florida is on the grow. People are bolting New York City and other eastern seaboard cities and saying, I'm going to Florida. I'm out of here.
By the way, Nate says, I'm always hanging out if you guys really want to debate me. If you don't, that's also fine. I'll just assume that you guys are too afraid to debate us progressives on Discord because you'd rather use a old-fashioned telephone system. Nate, come on in, man. Let's have a conversation.
An old-fashioned telephone system.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. No, you love to debate it, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. What do you want to talk about?
I think Nate needs his own show. So
apparently he's on the radio, it says, but I don't know where.
Not going to worry about Nate. Our telephone number is 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100. If you want to weigh in or debate or anything else, my question of the day, is there any redeeming value to kids having phones in the classroom? Well, I need to get a hold of them. Well, call the school. If it's some emergency, call the school. It's a distraction. I don't quite figure out why we've struggled with this decision. It seems like an absolute no-brainer to me. You can also call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, and you can text us at 701-271-1100, 237-1590. You call us at 271-1100. You text us at 237-1590. You can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also today on the program, speaking of states and what they're doing, many of them are making gun laws that are constitutionally questionable. Because of this, a growing number of sheriffs are simply refusing to enforce the constitutionally questionable gun laws. So, This is an interesting dilemma. What makes this story so important? What's the difference between left-wing prosecutors not enforcing laws and sheriffs not enforcing law? Big difference here. Big difference. We're going to talk with America's criminologist about that bottom of the hour. Top of next hour, we'll get an update on the debt limit debate, where that's at. And then David Horowitz, author of The Final Battle. I read the book last night, The Final Battle. And the subtitle is America's Last Election. You like David Horowitz at all?
I do.
Former radical liberal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
He walked away.
He was one of the more radical ones, and now he's come over to the other side. So he has a good viewpoint of that radical leftist movement. Anyway, he'll be here today on the program. So as you can tell, we have a jam-packed show with a lot to do here today on the program. Texter says, yet that moonbat claims he wants a debate, yet lacks the stones to call you. Typical liberal.
I get that all the time.
I don't.
We get it all the time. I'm like, it's always, you won't debate. Well, come on in.
Call the show.
Call the show. Come on. Whatever you want to do, let's go.
And that's just a standing.
But that's what's proven me that they really ask for and want debate, but they never win one, so they really don't want it.
I've been behind the microphone doing radio talk shows since 1986, okay? Started dabbling a little bit in high school, but full-time since 1986. I've had more folks that have, over the years, you want to debate me? Let's have a debate. Let's meet me at the corner of da-da-da. I ignore them because these are what I would call gadflies. Open invitation to anybody to call on any topic. You call the show, have a conversation, but this drive-by texting, and it's phony stuff. I have no time for it. Texter says no cell phones in class. Kids have enough distractions. Says Josh. All right.
Well, why are you in class? You're not in class to be on your phone. Okay.
No.
Period.
Another says yes. Students should not have phones at school. They don't need them. If they need to call parents or whoever, have a public booth available for students to use. You don't need to call parents. I mean, in some emergency, they can go to use the phone or get their phone back or whatever. That isn't a big deal. Want to know if you think kids should have phones in school? Debate down in Florida. Ron DeSantis has said it's perfectly within the school district's right to do that. Tell us what you think. 271-1100, our telephone number to call us. Text us at 237-1590. What's on your radar, sir?
With the state of parenting, just one note on that. With the state of parenting, I can see why a number of parents wouldn't want that. On my radar is the main man, Kevin McCarthy, saying no to Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a no-brainer.
And Schiff's calling him out on that.
McCarthy's weakness as a speaker that he has to be hitting of the most extreme elements of his government.
But January 6th committee, that was nothing. The evidence he had for Russia and the collusion, solid rock, solid evidence, nothing.
What's beautiful about this is that...
That extreme Kevin McCarthy, boy.
It's first of all, Kevin McCarthy is not doing anything Nancy Pelosi didn't do. Okay? That's first and foremost. And so they're caught in a little game of gotcha.
Yeah.
Here's what you guys did. You're getting it back at you. And I thought Kevin McCarthy did a fabulous job yesterday saying... Look, here's where Adam Schiff lied.
Yeah, here's what he said.
Hakeem Jeffrey has 200 other people who can serve on that committee. This is the right of the speaker. And the one thing I will always do, I will put the national security ahead of partisan politics any day. I don't care if they're in my party or not. Integrity matters. And we're going to make the Intel committee back to what it was supposed to be.
Huh, novel concept.
Yay!
Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
I don't know if anybody mentioned this or was brought to anybody's attention, but remember when Ticketmaster messed up Taylor Swift's concert?
Yes.
Did it go to a Senate Oversight Committee to dismantle Ticketmaster or to, somebody made a big stink? It went all the way to Senate or something.
Yeah, they had a Senate hearing on it yesterday, actually over a couple of days.
Yeah, then
And by the way, I have to tell you, I think there's a lot bigger problems in this world than Taylor Swift tickets being tough to get. Yeah. I mean, like, give me a break.
Well, Kerry Lake in Arizona, when their machines disfranchised all those voters, that's no biggie. Don't worry about that. We're going to sweep that under the rug.
100% agree with you, Jim. I mean, let's pick some priorities of things that matter here.
Kerry Lake's going to end up in the Supreme Court with this. I'm telling you, she will.
It's going to be fantastic.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. So glad they're doing it. Bruce, in Minot, let's get you in here next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, I just got one quick comment about your cell phone coverage there that you're talking about for schools. I agree with it, but you may want to have certain type of situations, because there is kids out there that are diabetic and they need their phone to look at their readings on their blood sugars. So I don't think all phones should be knocked out. There should be special situations where kids need that for medical situations.
I'm sure there would be. I have no doubt that would be.
There's got to be another device.
That would not be a problem.
Another device that does that, isn't there? They do 10 years ago.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensal. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You're protected and appreciated. Agri Insurance.
Have you started thinking about your 2023 crop insurance plan? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. We are hosting farmer meetings to discuss the 2023 outlook and share strategies that are geared toward protecting your revenue and preserving your equity. Join us this Friday in Hillsboro at 9 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
States making laws that are constitutionally questionable. We're going to deal with that debate coming up bottom of the hour. Also, the latest on the debt limit debate, what the options are, what do we want Republicans to push for in the way of reductions in spending in exchange for raising the debt limit. And then David Horowitz will be here on his new book, The Final Battle. Stay tuned for that coming up on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Pucklitz, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Every Wednesday we do the Wednesday Wheels deal. And find a nice set of wheels at a great price, give you a little extra special deal on this. And right now today they have a 2021 Ford Explorer XLT SUV. It's a local trade-in. 2.3 liter, four cylinders, just 41,540 miles. Somebody said, all right, trading the Ford in, give me a Chevy. Unique soft blue exterior with gray black exterior, heated seats, steering wheel, third row seats, engine block heater. It'll come in handy. Evasive steering assist. All the loaded up goodies that keep you safe. Exterior parking camera in the rear. This was 38.5. Now, today, if you tell them you heard about it right here on the flag, it's $1,000 off. 37.5. See it at PucklitzValleyCity.com. PucklitzValleyCity.com. Kevin in Fergus Falls, after we hear from Ron DeSantis on cell phones in schools.
Myself, why are these kids on their phones during class all the time? I mean, I think a school district would be totally within their rights to say, you know what, leave your phone in some cubby or something, go sit in class, learn, and then if you get it at recess and you want to text people, fine. But they should not be always on their phones and being distracted from the lessons. And so I think that our school boards will be able to lean in on some stuff, too, to buttress what we're doing. And I look forward to being able to do that.
Oh, that's a bold thing to say right there. School districts, go to work on this. Kevin in Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Well, I was just weighing in on the phone. DeSantis didn't dictate it as governor. He says allow the school district, the local school, to dictate it. Have the kids shut off the phones. Keep the phones on them. There was a lockdown shooting situation where it might have been necessary at a point to have them. But tell the kids, you know what, shut them off while you're in here. So, again, DeSantis wasn't dictating, like, this is my governor rule or the state.
You're right.
Was a local district.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's supporting it, saying, I think it's a good idea, but saying school districts are within their right to do it. You're exactly right, Kevin. And another interesting nuance there to say, well, they can have them, but have them shut off. But same premise. They don't need them. They don't need to operate while class is on. Appreciate the thought, Kevin. Thank you. Overwhelming support for this idea that he is espousing. Kevin's right, not dictating. Dan in Sydney, Montana, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, yeah. Morning, Scott, Kevin.
Morning.
Say, I got a child that has type 1 diabetes, and you just had a caller that said that the child needs to have their phone or whatever for that type 1 diabetes, but my daughter's 14 and she's in school, and she's not once needed a cell phone for that. She's got monitors. A Dexcom monitor that monitors her blood. She's got a monitor or a insulin giver device that she gives herself insulin. She does not need a cell phone. You do not need a cell phone to run that equipment. I mean, she has absolutely no need for it. She can get by perfectly fine for it. The only reason you need a cell phone, in my opinion, for the mother or the father to help her monitor her blood. You can do that from a distance with their cell phone. There's no reason for her to have a cell phone at all.
Yeah, good point, Dan.
Believe me, she's had type 1 diabetes for 7 years.
Wow.
Since she was 7 years old. She has not needed a cell phone once. I mean, their option is there, but definitely not. That caller that said that, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Right, and it's an option. If they use that application or whatever, that reader for their blood sugar,
they don't need it.
You can do it. There's
devices.
Lots of options. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, there's plenty of options
out there.
But like I said, the father and the mother can monitor and call the school and say, hey, yo, she needs to do this or have her do this or that with her blood. I mean, I was in school. I mean, my father and mother called all the time to tell us that, you know, we had to do this or that or the other, you know. she does not need a cell phone to monitor that stuff. So just my opinion. And I say, go for it, Ron DeSantis. This is ridiculous. Kids do not need these things in school whatsoever. I mean, give it a break.
Great point. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Walsh County, we go next. And Scott. Scott, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, you talked earlier about gun control and the sheriff's not enforcing it. I don't know if you recall, but Nancy Pelosi after January 6th said it would be sure nice to have a federal law enforcement so that we could, you know, enforce some of the laws that we want to. And I just saw that the city of Las Vegas, the state of Nevada, is considering hiring non-citizens to patrol as a police force. I don't know. That kind of scares me. If local sheriffs won't enforce it, how about a federal non-citizen police force enforcing gun control laws? I mean, I know that sounds radical, but you know, how appealing would it be for an illegal immigrant to get a job enforcing gun control? I mean, they don't care about this country. They don't care about the people. And I don't know. That's just a vision. You can almost see it coming. I mean, there's going to be a lot of illegals in the country that are looking for work, and how appealing would that be? I wonder if any of that's included in the some of the legislation that the federal government has passed.
Well, remember, when it comes to Nancy,
our children.
It's all for the children. So there you go.
Illegal or not.
It's all for the children.
Right?
She didn't. Children, the children.
She didn't mention legal.
I know.
Yeah.
Spot on, Dan.
Yeah, you're that's Scott, actually.
That's Scott, I'm sorry.
But here is my thought on what you're saying. It might not be written down anywhere, but that is what the plan is. But trust me, there's some version of that plan being cooked up somewhere. You're exactly right.
Right. And they, you know, looking for a job, decent money, don't really care about America. I can see it happening, but like I said, that sounds like it's radical. But I tell you what, there's a lot of radical stuff coming down the pipe.
Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. Another Montana listener says cell phones and iPads do not need to be in the hands of children at all. Very easy way for the do see things that they shouldn't see until they are older.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No doubt.
It's too easy for them to see things they shouldn't see until they're older. Children would learn more if they didn't have the distraction around in a classroom. Couldn't agree anymore. The distraction is so real. Hey, look, I'm distracted. If I'm in a meeting or something and I have my cell phone, it's so easy for me to, oh, a text came in, take a look at that, and I check out. I'm not comprehending what's being said. So, you know, of course kids are the same way. Another says, no phones in class, just a camera on the wall to watch what's being taught.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I'm all about that. And a microphone to hear what's being said.
Keep those texts coming at 701-237-1590. We'll talk about sheriffs being needed to enforce laws when we come back. Don't go away.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Join the family of satisfied customers. Here's Becca talking about what brought her into hot spring spas and pool tables too.
We talked to Vince and he went through why hot springs is the best. And after seeing his versus the other ones we've had in the past, hands down it's been hot spring spas. Mainly because of low maintenance. So easy to clean. The filters are so, so easy. You can just throw them in the dishwasher. There's no more soaking them in chemical and having a mess. The customer service was awesome.
Hot spring spas, pool tables too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. New emails being released this week from the Hunter Biden laptop reveal more damaging information against the Biden family, including the President of the United States. Senator Ron Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax overnight.
This is the access, the information you're going to have if you pay us a couple million dollars and put us on your board.
Right.
This is just the blueprint of how the Bidens were selling access, profiting off a family name.
A set of earthquakes rocked Southern California at 2 a.m. Pacific time Wednesday morning. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake was reported about 10 miles off the coast of Malibu. That was followed by a 3.5 and a 2.8 minutes later. Country music star Chris Stapleton will perform at next month's Super Bowl to perform the national anthem. R&B legend Babyface will perform America the Beautiful. Super Bowl is February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let's see what's for lunch today, should we? Let's make you hungry, is what I meant to say. Wednesday, where you buy two fresh baked cookies and get one free at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Ooh, that's good stuff right there. PetroServe USA. Also, a taco hot dish in Harwood today, lasagna with garlic toast at 12th Avenue and I-29, Swedish meatballs or cabbage rolls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA, Salisbury Steak at MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, taco tot hot dish in Glendon, or lasagna with garlic toast on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Our next guest... Dr. Curry Myers is the person known as America's criminologist. And he has an interesting theory going on here. His career is in law enforcement includes serving as a sheriff and a state trooper, PhD in criminology, so he knows both the practical and academic aspects of an issue that is sort of below the radar right now that I wanted you to pay attention to. Really one of the most important crime and Second Amendment stories starting to percolate into the news cycle, because states more and more are making gun laws that are constitutionally questionable. And because of these uncertainties, a growing number of sheriffs are refusing to enforce the gun laws. So we need to dig into the fact that you've got a left-wing prosecutor on one hand, not enforcing laws, and you also have sheriffs not enforcing laws. What's the difference here? Mr. Myers, Dr. Myers, how are you?
Pleasure to be on your show. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So, first of all, I've not heard a lot about states that are making gun laws that are questionably, I should say constitutionally questionable. What? Give me some examples of where this is happening.
Well, we see states that are certainly lean more blue. That are enacting many different types of gun laws. They're all over the book. Some of them are doing out-and-out bans like you're seeing in Illinois. And you see some states that are actually not focusing on guns, but they're focusing on ammunition. And so the ability to choke out ammunition so people can't buy the ammunition is another way of controlling weapons, or they think it's a way of controlling weapons in this country. So the principles of federalism are kind of alive and well when it comes to application of the Second Amendment, so that we have many different states trying to do many different things, and a lot of times they're running afoul to the Second Amendment and the Constitution of the United States. And that's why so many of these bans end up going to the appellate courts, U.S. appellate courts, and ultimately the Supreme Court. And I'm sure the Illinois case will be similar. States that are more conservative stay away from these kinds of bans. They recognize that it's people who pull the trigger, and it's not the equipment that's being used. If we got rid of guns, England right now is, in Great Britain, is an area that the number one murder weapon and assault weapon is a knife, and they continue to have major problems with it. So you're not going to stop people if people want to do harm. That's another issue totally on understanding where we're at in society right now.
You know, this is so typical, isn't it? Of you never underestimate the leftist movement and their ability to juke and jive and get what they want. They know politically any kind of gun control legislation nationally is really, really, really dangerous for them, politically speaking. Right? They've seen it happen before.
Yep.
So then just do this state by state and slip these things through. That's their desire here, isn't it?
Well, exactly. I mean, we just saw California had a series of violence over the weekend. Of course, they've had significant violence anyway, but they've had a number of mass shootings just in the last few days. And naturally, to many politicians, that's a way to establish an agenda and put forward an agenda. And generally, it's an anti-gun agenda as opposed to dealing with the other problem. I would make the argument this has nothing to do with guns. What it has to do is it's with bail reform or poor bail reform. It's the fact that we have recidivists that are not being placed back in the system if they commit crimes. And then last but not least, we have a huge mental illness problem in this country. We actually did away with contingency management mental health facilities starting back in the 70s and into the 80s. We kind of went with a philosophy on mental health that you're okay, I'm okay. We're going to have people out amongst us. As long as they're on their medicines, they're going to be okay. And that has been, and that's probably been one of the biggest public safety failures in modern history, is that we really need contingency management facilities in order to help so many people that are suffering from mental health issues.
What do you call them? What kind of facility? Contingency what facility?
So contingency management, it's more of a direct oversight. It's not where you just go in and check in and, you know, you get some meds and leave. It's actually more of a permanent facility where people stay until they're better. And some people have to stay there for long periods of time. So
yeah.
Mental health, if you think of the old mental health hospitals, they got a bad rap, and I'm sure there was a lot of things that were done inappropriate back in the 50s and 60s, and that's one of the reasons they changed things.
Law enforcement will tell you here. I mean, I remember famously I asked each of the police chiefs in our region and sheriffs and just said, magic wand. You can have anything you want. What do you want more of? It wasn't more law enforcement officers. It wasn't more funding for the department. It was mental health services. It was mental health experts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I mean, basically the jail systems across the country now have become the mental health facilities in the United States. And the many sheriffs, and you have to think about sheriffs, you have to think collectively about the United States. About 80% of law enforcement agencies are smaller than 25-person departments, especially a lot of sheriff's offices throughout the country. So they don't have the budgets. They don't have the manpower to do some of the things that need to be done. And they keep, our bad public policy keeps being thrown at them, and they have to learn to deal with it. But you ask any sheriff, when I was sheriff, we had and I was sheriff of Johnson County, Kansas. It's in the Kansas City metro area. It's one of the larger sheriff's offices in the Midwest, serving a population of about 650,000. And we had probably at the time that I was sheriff, 60-65% of our inmates were on some sort of psychotropic medicines. Wow. And it's steadily increasing over time. So if you ask individual sheriffs, it's going to ebb and flow, but I'm almost positive that you'll get similar responses on the number of people that are dealing with mental health issues. But it also focuses on why the sheriff is so important. And as often the public doesn't understand the importance of a sheriff. Our criminal justice system works best when we actually have the American system was built on a system of checks and balances. Like no other country in the world, our system was developed so we would have city police, we would have county sheriffs, we would have state police, we'd have federal police. And with those kinds of various police departments, it's the ability to have checks and balances. Now, of all those, only one is elected and is a representative of the people. And I think if you ask a lot of people, they think of a sheriff as someone who is running the sheriff's department, the sheriff's office in their county. And in reality, the big focus is they are the chief law enforcement officer of that county. Now, they have to work well with police departments and prosecutors and the court systems. And you have to be a partner in those things. But it's not just running a law enforcement agency. This is my opinion. It's not just running a law enforcement agency, but you are actually a representative of the people on criminal justice public policy. And that's where the office of sheriff is different than anything else in criminal justice.
Talk about the example in Illinois, because you told us about this law that they passed and is being challenged now. And meanwhile, you've got the sheriff, a sheriff there, not enforcing this, right? Is it all the sheriffs? Is it a sheriff? What's going on there?
Illinois, there are about 80 sheriffs that have come out and said they're promising not to enforce certain parts of the ban. They didn't say the complete ban. There are some things that apparently may fit constitutional muster. That's, again, for the courts. So I think that media naturally a lot of times misrepresents things. It's a big shock, right? But the vast majority of sheriffs have said that they're going to not enforce certain elements of that ban. And there's been about 80, and Illinois has about 102 counties. So 80 counties, 80 sheriffs out of the 102 sheriffs have said that they're not going to enforce the ban. The others may end up not enforcing it. Maybe they just are reluctant to speak out. And then you may have some sheriffs that, agree with the ban and don't have a problem with it. The reason this is an issue is that you have to, when you think about the law, the Constitution supersedes law. So an act contrary to the Constitution of the United States should reflect in the sheriff's unwillingness to violate their oath of office. So this is different than if a prosecutor has decided to not enact bail, appropriate bail that has been passed by the legislature. There is an argument that prosecutors can do those things, and it's not a violation of the Constitution. But when you're talking about certain elements of the Second Amendment, or any amendment within the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution supersedes those laws, and the sheriff has to make sure that they're thinking of that before they go out and enforce any kind of law. That's why we had many sheriffs that when COVID occurred, they refused to arrest people or cite people for mask mandates, gathering in areas. There were many sheriffs across the country that said, we are not going to go out and arrest people because a governor has an edict that they put forward, or a mayor has an edict that is put forward. And we have some police departments did.
Fascinating. Hold tight if you would. Dr. Curry Myers, our guest, known as America's criminologist. Career in law enforcement includes being a sheriff, a state trooper, holds a PhD in criminology, and he's talking about one of the most important crime and Second Amendment stories starting to be heard, and that is the states passing these radical laws and sheriffs saying we're not going to enforce them. More after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For a great deal, go to am1100theflag.com and bid for a exterior protection plan from Extreme Detailing for your truck or SUV. It's a ceramic protection plan from Extreme Detailing. Gives you 5 years of exterior protection warranty.
It basically solidifies the paint job.
Yeah.
Door dings and things like that. You do this, and you're not dealing with that nearly as much. So
it's valued at $1,399. It is the real deal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the way to protect the vehicle.
A buddy of mine got a new GMC Sierra. He did that and loves it.
Bidding starts at $200 beginning tomorrow at 7 a.m. Find out more online at the Big Deals page. Big Deals page at am1100theflag.com. am1100theflag.com. Continuing our conversation with America's criminologist, Dr. Curry Myers, with us today on the program. We're talking about an important crime and Second Amendment story that's not getting a lot of attention, and that's states passing laws that are not constitutional. And they're new gun laws. What do you think of that? One texter says, your guest comments on dealing with mental health issues among criminals would help all aspects of our life. Safety, crimes, jails. How about if North Dakota sets up a system for the mentally ill like it had for those with developmental disabilities to be a model for the whole country? These people need supported living, supported employment, and a purpose. Dr. Myers, what do you think of that?
I think it's a good idea. And again, the sheriff plays an extremely important role in corrections and in detainment of people who get arrested. A lot of people don't realize that most modern sheriffs use classification systems when someone gets arrested. So if someone gets arrested out on the street, regardless of whatever crime it is, we have to remember, number one, they are being detained. They haven't been convicted of a crime. So it's important to have an elected sheriff in charge of the jail because you're still representing citizens. Number one, they haven't been convicted of a crime yet. They're in detainment. The second thing is that the most sheriff's offices do what's called classification of inmates, and the classification of those inmates are based on the medical condition of the detainee, the physical condition of the detainee, any kind of drug issues with the detainee, criminal histories, backgrounds, but it also includes mental health histories and things like that. Now, it's only as good as the information that we have at our disposal when we put together these classification programs, but I make the argument, and I have a Substack that I write about this and other criminal justice issues often at drcurrymyers.substack.com. But the elected sheriff is one that actually has a classification system in place that could be used in advance to help mental health practitioners get to people sooner if we had better connectivity and better systems. And I'm a huge proponent of evidence-based policing. And in order to have true evidence-based policing, we need data in real time. And if there's anything that we need the national movement on, is data metrics and systems that are up to date and can collect information immediately about people so we can use it in order to arrest people who need to be arrested, but also get people services that need services, whether they're drug dependency or mental health issues or poverty or whatever it may be. All of those things could be done when someone gets arrested into a facility. So the elected sheriff is one of the most powerful positions, in my opinion, in elected government, and they're underutilized. And so being able to have a sheriff that understands the entire criminal justice system is extremely important, and that we have to understand this is a complex position. They're there to not only enforce the laws and ensure peace, but they're also there to ensure that they protect the citizens from arbitrary, unconfined government that may want to subject us to unconstitutional, unjust laws. And even Ronald Reagan in 1984 made public comments about the importance of the American sheriff in our society.
Absolutely. I've about a minute left is all. I mean, the courts really are our friend here, right? I mean, they're the last line of defense on these laws in these states.
That is correct. When we have criminal justice systems that are at odds with each other, and I make the argument, it's not bad that we have criminal justice systems at odds with each other. That having disagreements and arguments on application of the law is extremely important. It's not any different than we didn't have the ability to have discussion and argument when it came to COVID vaccine. You have to have the ability for people to disagree in order to figure out the best way to have public policy and laws. And so the courts play an extremely important role. That's the reason it's so important that we're able to elect judges that follow the Constitution. And they use the Constitution as their last line of defense. But ultimately, the founders were not worried about tyrannical citizens. They were worried about tyrannical governments.
Yeah, great, great point. Great point. Appreciate the insight and analysis. Dr. Curry Myers, America's criminologist, on an issue you're not hearing much about elsewhere, but we're going to keep a close eye on this in other states as well. Minnesota might be more of a problem than North Dakota, if you know what I mean. Schools, phones with kids. Continue on that debate as we continue on What's on Your Mind.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos only $2.99. Old Trapper 10-ounce $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size. PetroServe USA. For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.